Oak Hill presents an unabridged recording of To Pay the Ferryman, written by Pat Black and read by David Monteith. Ailey, Chapter 1. There are rivers in all of us, Detective Inspector Lomond reflected. One day they run dry. He swirled the coffee in the polystyrene cup, watching his reflection dance. It was a notoriously horrible blend and always came as a slap in the face, exactly what Lomond needed after the post-mortem. He waited for Chick Minchin in the usual room, a clean place decorated with fresh flowers that reminded him of similar spaces in hospitals where people were made to wait for bad news. He avoided the chairs and leaned against the far wall, underneath a painting of the Bridge of Orchy. His posture had barely changed in the past 6 or 7 minutes. For unusually long periods of time he hardly blinked. Anyone who had been watching him and did not know him would have thought this behaviour odd and worth noting. He knew the name of the person he'd just seen opened by the pathologist, had looked at the digital faces she presented in life just before he had seen the final reality. The inspector was well used to the process by now. He had learned a long time ago not to compartmentalise, but to go with the anger and disgust, the repulsion, to lean into it, to let its hard edges and ugly textures sharpen his focus. The trick was never to show it. In the immediate aftermath of the grim clinical business, it took a little time for Lomond to come back to a normal state, and he liked to do this alone. The door opened, and the pathologist appeared. Minchin was a schnauzer of a man, with mostly grey hair, who had suited his moustache, but had bowed to decades of good-natured peer pressure by shaving it off within the past year. His shirt sleeves were rolled up and fastened by silver garter clips, and he crossed the floor fast, stopping close enough to butt noses with Lomond if he wished. This prizefighter's approach could be unsettling if you didn't know Minchin, and sometimes even if you did. The pathologist folded his arms and sniffed at Lomond's coffee cup.
"That's not the good stuff you're drinking. That's the machine rubbish, isn't it? They swapped the machine 6 months ago. It was bad before. It's a war crime now. Not fit for human consumption. You should have come to me for the good stuff, Lomie. We place round the corner. My treat."
"Bad coffee can still wake you up." Lomond sipped at his drink and shivered. "At least it's hot."
"Weather's still crap."
Minchin squinted through the blinds.
"Silly question."
"Silly question."
"You'd suit a hat, you know. It'd complete the picture, and it'd keep your ears dry."
Minchin grinned.
"What's your news, Chick?" "Cause of death was the wound to the throat. Killer's right-handed, probably grabbed her by the chin, pulled it back. Happened fast. Considering what he did and how he did it, it was a clean job."
"Oof."
Minchin whipped a hand across his own throat.
"Right across the carotid, through the other side. Didn't sever the windpipe. Instant loss of blood pressure. But here's the thing. She wasn't dead when she went in the water. Reflex action."
Pathologist drew in a quick breath.
"Took water into her lungs, seconds after the killing stroke. Alveoli were burst, but not in the pattern that indicates drowning. Throat wound killed her."
"So she had her throat cut, then went in the river straight away. How long was she in there?"
"I'd say 36 hours.
"Saturday night?"
Lomond nodded.
"Any idea how far she might have drifted?"
"It's hard to say, Lomie."
"Sexual assault?"
Minchin bit the side of his mouth.
"No sign of it that I noticed. Wouldn't commit to an answer, though. We'll wait and see what the tests show. No bruising elsewhere or defensive wounds."
"Could we have lost any evidence with the body being in the water all that time?"
"It's possible, but she wasn't in there long enough, really. The body was in good condition, considering."
"Seems like she was executed."
Minchin was not an altogether serious man, and certainly not a quiet man, but he could be coy when it came to giving opinions about anything other than the science and the hard facts, something he could sign off on. Not on this occasion, though.
"You've got a daft ear there, Lomie. It's the cleanliness of it. Ritualized is the word I probably shouldn't use. Where'd they find her?"